Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, the smoothest show on internet radio. Your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
So Mike is at the Capital Jazz Fest today, so it's just me, all by my lonesome, along with my guest, Mr. Jay Henry. Hi, this is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It's Sunday, June 7th, 2014. welcome to the show. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to talkingsmoothjazz.com, click on Jay Henry's picture. That will bring you into the show page, and the chat room is below that. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Joe from Germany is in the chat room. Hey, Joe, good to see you. I am welcome. Saxophonist Jay Henry is back with his new release Phenomenon on the Spectre Jazz label. Welcome back, Jay Henry.
Hey there. How are you, Queen?
Hey. I love your voice. You need to be on the radio.
Oh, thank you, baby. We're working on it, actually. Believe it or not, we are actually in the process of getting me on the radio.
Really?
Stay tuned, yo. Yes, really.
Wow. Oh, can you share, or is that still top secret?
Not top secret, just still details are still being worked out.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. All right. Cool. Well, can you at least say if it's internet or terrestrial?
It will be internet, but the overall goal is to get me terrestrial. I did have an opportunity with the terrestrial station in my hometown of New Orleans for a monthly show. The details didn't work out, and we wound up getting a little better opportunity from an internet station.
Oh, now
so
see,
we're,
I can
actually working on.
Okay, I can see you like doing a late night show, you know, and pulling in the female audience with the late night sexy show. Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's awesome, Jay Henry. I'm definitely keep me in the loop on that, because I definitely want to tune in to hear you. Yeah, I think that would be good.
Definitely. You know, tune into the top 25 with yours truly, Jay Henry Jazz.
Oh, wait. Say that again.
Say tune into Jay Henry's top 25 with yours truly, Jay Henry Jazz.
Jay Henry's top 25. Okay. All right. I definitely will be looking forward to that. Jay Henry's Jazz. Because you definitely have the voice for it, for sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Good for you. So now Jay, as I was saying, he is back with a new release called Phenomenon. This is his debut release on the Spectre Jazz label. Tell us how you came to be on this label.
It was funny. I was actually, I'll tell you the whole story. I was going to pick my little sister up from work one Friday evening last year. And I just, when I pulled up at her job, I happened to look in my messages in Facebook. And I received a message from a lady named Angela Davis, who was an A&R with Spectra at the time. Mm-hmm. And I read the message and stated that she had listened to some of my music on my page. We were not Facebook friends. She just happened to be searching through Facebook and ran across my page and listened to one of my songs, and said that she really liked my sound, and did I mind if she submitted my music to her record, the record company she worked for, and she left her phone number, and she stated she was a manager of Johnny Gill's brother, Randy Gill. You remember Randy Gill from the singing group 2D Extreme in the early 90s had the hit song Cry No More.
Okay.
So, of course, immediately upon reading that message, I gave her a phone call, and we talked for a minute, and she began to tell me how she liked my music and that she would be interested in submitting the music. So I told her I'd definitely be interested, and let's go ahead and do it. So I called my manager, and he spoke with her, and I think Monday morning she submitted the music, Tuesday, she called me back and told me that we sent the music to the label. The CEO of the company heard your music. He was very impressed. He said he didn't need to hear any more. We didn't need to send it to the A&R, to the A&R of the jazz division, or the head of A&R, rather. Let's just get a deal done. So she set up a meeting between myself and Bobby Collins, who's the CEO of Spectrum Music Group, and my manager. And we talked from that point on, and he was very excited about what he heard. And, of course, I'm very excited because this is my childhood dream coming true to finally get a record deal, you know. So it was very surreal at the moment, and I must admit, I even cried like a baby because it was just such a huge opportunity and just so unbelievable for me. And I told them, I intend on having the impact on smooth jazz that Jay-Z had on hip-hop. And I think he really liked my attitude and liked my spirit. And from that point on, you know, we have phenomenon here.
Wow. So now, before you got that message, before you even saw that email, had you been looking for a record label?
We initially, I had no intentions on trying to get signed. I wanted to stay independent. But then as my career progressed, I felt that I had done everything that I could do for myself. And in order to take my career to the next level, it was necessary that we got outside help. You know, it was a collaborative decision between my management team and myself. We thought it would serve us better to get that extra push from a label, as well as to have for people to take us a little more serious. So we had been trying probably for the past year to submit, solicit to record companies. But of course, you know, record companies don't even take unsolicited music. So it was just a huge blessing that they found me.
Yeah. Wow. That,
yeah, it was that very is exciting. A
blessing. Yeah, that is definitely a blessing for sure. And you know, sometimes we think, and Mike and I talk about this a lot when it comes to artists, especially indie artists, sometimes they need a label for the distribution, but you know, maybe nothing else, because really you guys are doing it yourselves. You're your own managers, your own booking agents, you know, that kind of thing. But you do need a label to help with the distribution. So I can see the reasoning for signing with the label for that reason, just to help you get the distribution and get your music out there. So that's awesome. That's an awesome opportunity for you. That's really good.
Yeah, I must say, you know, I'm very happy with Spectrum Music Group. They've been such a huge blessing to my career, just in the part of wisdom and the support that they've given me. It's been so many different things that they've done, you know, behind the scenes to support me in this journey. So I'm very, very happy with Spectrum Music Group. Like I always tell Bobby, I tell him, you're family now, you know. So just like with my management team, Cedric Rice and Tony Perrin, the people that helped me with marketing, Keith Gilchrist, Jazzman. So, you know, it's just so many people, and I'm sorry if I'm forgetting to name someone right now, but, you know, it's just been so much support that's been given to me through the company and through their promotional team and of course with my team. So, you know, I have no complaints.
Okay. Now, there are two different covers for Phenomenon. This recent cover with you in this really nice blue leather jacket, by the way, I really like that jacket. Is this your, oh, sure. You're welcome. Was that the label's idea to change the cover, or was that yours?
Well, it was my idea to change the cover, especially since we were going to rebrand everything with Phenomenon. And, of course, that was going to be the initial album cover for Phenomenon. But once I got the record deal, I felt it was, let's do something different. We're going to repackage it. Of course, I'm going to add more songs to the album now. And let's go with the fresh look, something that looks even more professional, something that looks even better. And something, being that this would be my first project with the label, we wanted to definitely show my face, because it's basically being reintroduced, especially on the level that's not as independent as it, as my first album was.
I think that's important. If you are an artist, especially a new artist on the scene, and you're relatively unknown, then I think that your face should always be on, you know, your first 2-3 covers. Until we get to know who you are, until we know who you are. I mean, there's artists out there that have CD covers out and their face isn't even on it, but we know who they are, you know, just by the name on the cover, we know who they are. But for new artists coming out and fresh on the scene, I think they should always have their face on the cover, so they can, their face will always be in front of us and we know who they are. So that's a good point. That's a very good point with that. So now with the label, you said that you were rebranding the CD, you've added 4 new songs to it. Did the label provide like producers, someone to help guide you in that, or was that, did you do that on your own, the music wise?
Well, luckily my album was literally finished by the time I got a record deal. So it made it a lot easier for both parties.
Okay.
And that's something, you know, that's something I always wanted to do, was to provide a finished product. I never, I always wanted to have everything done to present to them, so I could, typically they give you a yay or nay on your project, but luckily I was able to have 100% control and freedom in the creativity. So yeah, it was just a situation whereas they were like, okay, this album is really good. There's nothing we pretty much need to advise you on, or nothing we think you need to change. We think you have a fresh sound. It's something, I'm not going to say new, but it's fresh.
Yes.
It's something that we think can be very successful, short-term and long-term. So it pretty much was a win-win for both parties. And I think any company likes when you can come to them with something already ready.
Okay, yeah. And the 4 new songs added onto this, were 4 songs taken off the previous version, or are these just additional 4 songs? Okay.
Additional 4 songs.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Wow. So it's been a really, really great time for you signing with this label, having a dream come true, and getting, you know, the CD rebranded and redistributed and out there for people to see and listen to. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. All right, let's take a listen to one of the songs. I'm going to play the song called Share My World. Tell me about this one.
Share My World. That's produced by Carl Antoine, co-written by my twin brother Creole King. I love this particular song. It reminds you of really good smooth jazz fused with really good R&B. It's a love song, basically telling the girl that he wants her to share his world. You know, she takes his breath away. He can't find the words to say about her. How good it feels to know that she's his girl, you know? So it's basically bringing back the vulnerability of love, bringing back the vulnerability in music, and just being free to really say, I love you, especially in a time when people my age or my generation, you know, we don't really talk about love, or we don't talk about romance anymore. Everything is, you know, just very vulgar or very tasteless in the approach that we use to express ourselves in music these days. And I just wanted to bring back that good old school sound in the sense of lyrics, rather, with today's sound, and just bring back that vulnerability to music.
Okay. All right. We're talking to saxophonist Jay Henry. His new CD is called Phenomenon. You can find that on his website, jhenryjazz.com. And it's going to be released on Tuesday, June 9th, but you can pre-order it now on Amazon. And is there anywhere else that it can be pre-ordered?
Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, CD Universe, a bunch of different websites. Also, it'll be available in your retail outlets on Tuesday. Okay. So just make sure you go. You will not be disappointed with this album, I promise.
All right. All right. This is Share My World. Share My World. That is from Jay Henry's Phenomenon CD. Who is singing on that?
Believe it or not, that is me singing.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
On this particular album, I wanted to do a little more in the area of singing. My first album, my twin brother did most of the singing. And for this one, I said, you know, I sing as well. And I sing well enough to do my own background vocals. So I just wanted to get even more involved in the album.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the last time we talked to you, you were working with Rude Boys. So, and I think it was the song, Let Me Be the One.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Okay, so that song is on here. Will you be working with them anymore in the future?
Absolutely. That's my brothers, man. You know, it's just so funny. They're some great guys. They're some really great guys, and they were very, very good working with me, and we had a lot of chemistry. And as a group and individually, we will be working together.
Okay. Yeah, it was really nice to have you guys on the last time. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that a lot. So now, Jay, what are you going to be? I'm sure you're working on a new CD for Spectra. What will that next CD be like?
It's down the line because this particular one here, part of the rebranding and changing some things with the album. This one is definitely going to be with Spectra. And I think this particular album Phenomenon is going to do great, but I do have some stuff down the pipeline, and it's going to expand upon my personality because I say that Phenomenon really introduces the world to my personality, and the future projects is going to really expand upon my personality. I'll just leave it at that. I've actually started working on on some ideas. And it's going to be great. Just okay. Consider this. Just consider this album the introduction to J. Henry Jazz.
Okay. Now I'm curious because when you rebrand a CD, because it was already, you know, we already knew about it before, but when you signed with Spectra and it's been rebranded and all that, is there do challenges come with that? You know, are people actually comparing it to the old one as opposed to this one?
Actually, no. And the reason being is because, you know, when I released Phenomenon the first time, it really had no push. So outside of my circle, not too many people knew about it. And I felt it was too good of an album to sit idle.
Yeah.
So when I got the record deal, I figured the best bet was to do a little tweaking to it and release it again with the label's help. And the additions that were made to the album only made the album stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't even call it a re-release. I really call it a release because it's really being introduced to the world now.
Yeah. I understand that. I understand that. Okay. Well, I mentioned the Rude Boys, and I definitely want to play this song, Let Me Be the One. This is a song that Jay did with the Rude Boys. Really nice collaboration as well. Tell me about
this
song.
Mm-hmm. This song, I fell in love with this song when I first heard it. I met the Rude Boys through Rodney Perry, comedian Rodney Perry from the Monique
Yes.
Show.
Yes.
I met them at his publicist's birthday party. They were there singing happy birthday, and I had my saxophone. I was supposed to play that night, and one of the guys saw me with my saxophone on my back and saw me walk by and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Is that a saxophone?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Really?" I said, "Yes." And he was like, "Hey, man, take my number. We got to collaborate." He had never heard me play or anything. His name is Kenny Miles. And he gave me his phone number. We exchanged numbers, rather. And probably a few weeks later, he gave me a call and said, "What are you doing, man?" I said, I'm chilling. What's up?" And he was like, can you come to the studio tonight? We have a song that we've done, and we think the saxophone would sound great on it. So I said, cool. And rode down to the studio, and he let me hear the song, and I was like, oh, wow. So I got in the booth after hearing it and took two takes, and we have what you hear now. And the song was so good, I was like, you know, this song will go great on my album. What do you guys have planned to do with it? And they were a little uncertain. And they agreed let me put the song on my album, and the rest is history. So, you know, I just thought it was too good of a song, and it just fit what I was doing on this project, and it turned out to be a great song and a great addition to the album.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Let Me Be the One with the Rude Boys.
Till the day I die. This is
Let me be the one. Jay Him. Yeah, baby.
You got to see me up in here bobbing my head.
Yes, indeed. Let Me Be the One with Jay Henry and the Rude Boys. Now, if you do not know who the Rude Boys are, they did the song Written All Over Your Face. So that's the Rude Boys. So that's who you're hearing on this track, Let Me Be the One. Yes, indeed. That was good.
Yeah, really. That was a really fun song to make, simply because it really brought back that good old school '90s R&B. And I think, you know, I hope I don't get in trouble for saying it this way, but to me, the '90s was the last great decade of true traditional R&B. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to be able to hear that, where there were singing groups and people were actually singing, you know, and honing the craft of singing, it just was a great decade. And of course, I'm probably partial to it, simply because I came up in that era of music. So, but just to be able to hear it, you know, or not even just hear it, but to be able to take a part in creating something that's reminiscent of that era, it was just phenomenal.
Well, now, have you thought about doing an R&B CD?
Yes. And to be honest with you, my style of smooth jazz is more geared towards R&B. It's more R&B-ish than it is jazzy in the way that I approach making music, because I play music, or I play the saxophone, rather, in the manner that a singer would sing, versus playing the saxophone the way most of us in my community would approach playing. So I pretty much play like a singer, and I do plan on down the pipeline. You asked the question earlier, rather, what's down the pipeline for the next project. So, you know, you may get to hear Jay Henry do an entire vocal song on the next project.
Oh, yeah.
So you never know. You never know what I have in store.
All right. There you go. All right. I have a phone call. Area code 404-219. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't want to talk. I just wanted to listen.
Okay, that's no problem. I'll put you back on mute. No problem. Thank you for calling in and listening. All right. I have another phone call. Same area code, 404-444. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Wanda, and I go by Jazzy Lady on Facebook. Everybody knows me. Matter of fact, when I lived in Atlanta, I went to a Wednesday wind down when I first became in contact with J. Henry Jazz.
Hey, Wanda, how you doing, baby? I know exactly who you are.
I moved to Maryland, my heart's desire. I'm a former resident of Maryland, and I moved back. But Mike put on Facebook the other day some of the artists that he wanted to have him bring to DMV, and I added J. Henry Jazz because I want more people to know of him, because he's an awesome sax player.
Thank you.
Yes, and I remember being in the Smooth Jazz Spot group. I would always post his music and put the videos where I went to the Wednesday Wind Down. And that Wednesday Wind Down, I remember, in 2013 was off the chain.
We did have some fun that day, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We had fun. Matter of fact, we forgot we were even in Atlanta and Centennial Olympic Park. So I just wanted to call in and speak to you, Jay Henry, because I just want I want your name to be in light, like some of our other indie artists that have never heard of. And, you know, a lot of my friends ask me, how do you know all the saxophone players? Because that's my favorite instrument.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And And I make it my business to know most sax players, and I love to purchase my CDs. My goal is to get all of them autographed, and I, you know, I have a great collection, and I have Jay Henry's first one, that first phenomenon. As a matter of fact, I like to get the CDs so I can read about, you know, what other artists is on the actual CD.
Yes.
Downloads are fine. They're okay. I have some. But most of mine are on CD because I have learned about other artists from the CD.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Wow. So, yes. Jay Henry, do you have a fan club?
We're actually in the process of building the fan club. You'll be able to access it through my website. However, you can keep up with me through my website. There's a section that you can chat with me. And the beauty is when you send me messages through my website, which is www.jhenryjazz.com, I do respond. I read each and every comment and respond to each and every comment. I love to interact with my fans, be it Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, you know, any medium that that my fans reach out to me, I do interact with them. There's nobody working a page for me, so they get to talk directly to me, and I just love that interaction and that personability that I get to have with the fans.
Well, I want to nominate Wanda for the as your president of, of your fan club.
And Wanda's such a sweet person. I remember her at the Wednesday Wind Down. I remember actually signing her CD. I remember talking to her. She was such a sweet person. And, you know, it means a lot to have those kind of fans.
Yes.
And not just fans, but family, part of the J. Henry family. So, you know, I truly appreciate you, Wanda, and I cannot wait to come up to the DMV and bring the J. Henry experience there.
Yes, I really, you know, like currently they're having the, you know, the annual Capital Jazz Fest going on. And, you know, it's always the same people, you know, and which I do love, the Boney James and, you know, the Kenny G's and the different ones. But I want my indie artists to come out. I want people to know them and talk about them as well.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Because I brag on the indie artists all the time because people, you know, most smooth jazz lovers, they don't know about the indie artists. They just know about the ones that they hear about all the time. And I've introduced a lot of the indie artists' names, like from my CDs, to some of my friends. And they're like, how do you know these people? Because I make it my business to know them.
Yeah, that's because, right.
Because I'm a smooth jazz lover. I mean, since the 70s.
Wow.
Yes, I agree with you, Ms. Wanda.
Fans like you are very necessary to our genre and to any genre for that matter, simply because without the lack of diversity in music, it hurts the overall thing we call music. Because as you stated, you know, people like to hear different things, but if you can only hear a few things all the time, it'll tire you out and you'll stop listening. So I'm a big proponent for diversity as it relates to music. And even as an artist, I would not want to hear myself all day. Of course, right. I'd be happy because the royalty checks will come in, but it would take the uniqueness away from what I do if that's the only option that you hear. So
right.
I'm very selfless as it relates to music because I do believe that there should be a lot of diversity in music, and people should be able to hear a wide range of artists like we were able to hear in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you know.
Right.
So it gave you a chance to mix that artist and anticipate hearing that music on the radio if you didn't have that album or that CD.
Right. And you know, Wanda, it's on the promoters to bring these artists in. You know, before I started this show, I used to think that an artist would come to a city on their own. They would just, you know, show up. But then as I started doing the show and learning more about this business, I learned that it's the promoters that invite these artists in. They don't just show up on their own. So it's on the promoters to recognize these new and indie artists, up and coming artists, and put them on their shows, have them open for a main act. Because the tickets are already bought, the seats are already filled, have them open for a main act. That gets them in front of people, you know, but they don't want to do that. So, yeah, they don't want to do that. So we really have to push the promoters to start looking at these indie artists and getting them out there more. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because my list, when Mike Reynolds asked everybody to, you know, give, you know, to make a list of who we would like to come, my list was longer than anybody's, than everybody's list. I had so many people on that list, but people were like for instance, Jeff Sparks. I met Jeff Sparks at the Atlanta Smooth Music Festival. You know, he was on the show. He was the opening act for Eric Darius and Nick Corleone. Scott and Alex Bouillon, Julian Vaughn, you know. And I told Jeff, I said, you are awesome. I mean, and a lot of people have never heard of Jeff Sparks or J. Henry Jazz, you know. People don't know about them, and by me adding their names to that list, like I said, my list was so long it took up most of the comment section.
Oh wow! Well, that is awesome, Wanda. I love you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Well, I just wanted to call in, but I enjoy your rest of the day, and it was great talking to you, J. Henry.
Likewise, thank you so much, and just continue to support and. And hopefully this year, we'll get down or get up there to D.C.
Oh, good. Great. I'll be looking forward to that.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you again.
Okay, talk to you later. All right.
Thank you, Wanda. Right. Have a good day.
Well, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, what she says is so true. And it really is on the promoters to look at you guys and bring you in. It really is. And not only that. Promoters go to other jazz festivals. They go to see, you know, who's going to be performing and whether or not they're going to want to book them on their events too. So it really is on the promoters to invite you guys out and get you out there. So I agree with that. Cool. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, we can get you to the DC area sometime.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah, that'll be great. Okay, I'm going to play one more song before I let you go, and it's going to be I Want to Dance. Tell me about this one.
I Want to Dance. I actually produced this track. A young lady by the name of Deesha Reese is singing on it. And, a young man by the name of Mike Moe, up-and-coming hip-hop artist, is actually rapping on it. I always try to be kind of a... let me rephrase that. I always try to push the envelope when I'm recording music because I don't want it to sound the same as everything else that's out there. So I tend to try to fuse a lot of different music influences into my music, be it hip-hop or redoing a classical song, things like that. So with this particular song, I wanted to fuse hip-hop with my sound, as well as just a different type of beat for a smooth jazz song, something that makes people want to dance, you know. And I think that's one thing we don't have in smooth jazz a lot, or it doesn't get pushed enough, is stuff that will make you want to get up and dance. Because the overall perception of smooth jazz, when you talk to a lot of people, is that smooth jazz is elevator music, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
It is
music that you can get up and dance to. You can take Mr. Magic, for example, by Grover Washington. You put that song on, and everybody's breaking out the electric slide. So, the collaboration Kenny G did with, I think it was Outkast and Earth, Wind & Fire, I Like the Way You Move. So there are dance songs, smooth jazz songs, rather, that can be used as dance songs. And that's something I wanted to... do a lot on this album too, is give people something that they could dance to, and that's how we came up with this particular song, I Want to Dance.
All right, here we go.
slide to the beat. I can feel the music flow to my feet. She nods to the beat like a ring. I touched her hand like pretty lady. Man, I have this dance before tonight ends. Cause the morning come way too quick. Secure you in my arms and grip. Let's not predict like the weather. We better take advantage together for the DJ quick. Come on.
I wanna dance. Just take my hand.
That was I Wanna Dance from J. Henry's new CD, Phenomenon. You can find that on his website, jhenryjazz.com, on Amazon, iTunes, and pretty soon in a record store, which we don't have very many of these days. So to have your music in a record store is a big deal.
Oh, yes, it is. You have no idea, especially this day and age, because basically it's no longer you have your Sony music or your warehouse music. You know, we used to look forward to when those new albums dropped on those on Tuesdays to be able to go to that record store and buy those CDs, or how we stumbled upon great CDs by just hanging out in there. And, you know, they had the sections where you could listen, sample the songs, and you could listen to those albums similar to how you can do on iTunes and Amazon now, to where you can sample the albums. And we just got to find good music because there were literally thousands of CDs that were there. But, you know, now there's only Walmart, Target. There's a few FYEs. Is it FYI or FYE? There's a few of those stores in the malls now. And, of course, Barnes & Nobles and Borders and whatnot. You know, but there's so many, so few outlets now to go and get your music from. So, you know, just to be able to have music in those stores now, it's an accomplishment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The FYE, we didn't have that here in Vegas. We did have, you know, the records, there was little record areas in Target and in Best Buy. And we did have the name escapes me right now, a really big record store here that had they had their own separate jazz department section, and it was huge.
Wow.
And it closed. Doggone, I can't think of the name of that record store right now, but it closed. It was really, really nice. And I was really sad when that closed. And then, you know, Best Buy, I mean, they have such a small section of jazz now, if they even have a jazz section anymore now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's too bad. But I'm glad that, you know, this label is helping you get Spectralet Jazz is helping you get your music out there, get you in stores and online as well, so that people can find you, because that's what's needed. That's definitely what's needed.
Exactly. Sure. You know, and every bit of support that you get, be it from a record label, be it from fans, because it definitely takes a collaborative effort to do this. It takes the record company, it takes the fan support, it takes radio, and it also takes hard work or sweat equity, as my dad would call it, from the artist as well. You know, we have a responsibility to give you something to want to support, to give the record company something of quality that they want to push, and to give radio something that they want to play. So, it's a collaborative effort, as I stated, And it takes all of the support. And, of course, the artist has to provide something worth working, worth pushing, and worth listening to.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Now, there was a song that you wanted me to play, and I do not have it. The Foreplay song?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I do not have that one. And we have about 8 minutes left, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to get it in time and upload it to play it. So what I'm going to do is play Addicted to Your Love and go ahead and close out on that. And if you would send me that song, though, and I will, I'll add it to my rotation list for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that and get that out for you. So definitely send me that to talkingsmoothjazz@yahoo.com, please.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And so tell me about Addicted to Your Love.
Addicted to Your Love is a song I originally produced and had it redone. It's a song my brother and I came up with probably in 2007, I believe it was. Just a track I did, and we were having fun with it. It was going to be a vocal song, but I just loved the song so much, and I thought it would be a great addition to Phenomenon. The song is reminiscent to me of, it makes me think of skating. Look at a lot of the older movies and whatnot with the skating, almost that electronic sound. You think of songs like My Boo or whatnot, or just think songs in that vein. And it just reminds me of skating. I don't know why it does, and maybe when you listen to it and maybe when everyone else listens to it, they'll understand what I mean when I say it just reminds me of skating. I imagine when I was a kid, and I'm not a great skater at all.
me either.
But I remember seeing those people that can literally skate and dance, watching Roll Bounce and movies like that, and seeing when those people were just real light on their feet on the in the skating ring. And it just made me think of that when I did this music. So that's where the influence came, and if I ever do a music video for that particular song, it'll probably be in a skating rink with people that skate really well, and I envy them so much because I wish I could skate like that.
Me too, Jay. I get on a pair of skates, and I have to hug the wall because I would fall in a hot minute. I never learned how to skate. But I'm like you. I'm jealous of those people that can do that. Okay, where are you performing next?
Next, I will be in New Orleans on the 20th in my old neighborhood doing a Stop the Violence rally. Then I will be in Columbia, South Carolina on the 27th at the Regency Plaza, I'm sorry. And in July, I will be in Houston, Texas at the Red Cat Jazz Cafe. And July 19th, I hope to see you in San Diego at Humphreys by the Bay.
That's going to be nice. Yes.
I was down there in March, and my God, we had a great time. We had such a great time, and I had an opportunity to meet a lot of great people, Gino Cole, Mikey Cohen, Jack Cohen, just so many people, and the show was so phenomenal, they asked me to come back. I'll actually be back to Humphreys two more times this year, and if you've never been to Humphreys, please make sure you go on a Sunday night, not just with my show, but with a lot of the great, well-known as well as up-and-coming smooth jazz artist. It's a great place, very intimate, very sexy room, sexy setting, and I just think you will enjoy it. But make sure July 19th, those of you on the West Coast, come to Humphreys, because the J. Henry Experience is coming back, and it's going to definitely be phenomenal.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you again, Jay. Thank you.
As always, Terry, I enjoy talking to you, and I'm so thankful for the platform that you've given us, indie artists. And I just see nothing but great things for you, and I see your platform growing and it being an even bigger support system for us indie artists as well as the well-known artists. And I'm just so thankful for that, and I hope that you succeed well with this show.
Thank you.
It's always been a blessing to me. I think this is my third or fourth time being with you. So I always appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak with you.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure as well. My pleasure as well. Thank you again. And you have a great day.
You as well. And remember, get ready for the J. Henry Experience.
There you go. All right. J. Henry, his new CD is called Phenomenon. You can find it on his website, jhenryjazz.com and iTunes. Amazon, wherever you can, music is sold. And if it happens to be in a record store in your area, definitely pick it up and follow him on Facebook as well. Thanks to Joe from Germany for hanging out with us in the chat room. Thank you so much. Thanks to Wanda for calling in. Thank you, Wanda. And for the caller that is holding that just wanted to listen, thank you as well. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with me, your host, the Jazz Queen. I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. This is Addicted to Your Love.
For listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.